look, I'll be straight with you. I'm not that cultured. I mean, sometimes I go. And Ivy likes to take me to, you know, Broadway productions. And here in southern Michigan, where I live, Michigan State University has a fabulous facility, the Wharton Center. Fabulous. And currently, Wicked is at Wharton Center. You can check it out. Sister Sarah had a good time over there just a couple of days ago, from what I understand. She joins me here to tell me about it. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Listen to that smile in your voice. Listen to you go. Wow. You should come on more often and cheer me up when I'm talking about things that make me upset. Anyhow.
I was like, you guys should let me out of the dungeon every now and again.
Well, now and then, you know, we have to dust you off, give you something to eat, show you the sunshine. So, Wicked. I don't know anything about Wicked, but apparently you're quite the fan. Do tell.
I am. So I've never actually seen it. I've, you know, watched it online a million times. I've watched it through other performances, and it was absolutely phenomenal. The Wharton Center, from the moment we got there, was just great. Everybody helping out. It was so confusing. You know, I'm still kind of new to the area, so figuring out where I was going was a little tough. But they were fantastic. Everybody helped out. The actual production, I can't even begin to tell you how amazing it was. I was floored. The music was powerful. It was so suspenseful. The music from the orchestra was loud and boisterous. It was so great. I couldn't even begin to tell you what a great time we had. I brought my daughter with me, and it was her first time going to any type of, like, Broadway play or
what
anything
did she
like
think?
That. She thought it was the best experience ever. I kept looking over at her, and just the cheesy grin that she had on her face the entire show was just worth every penny of just being there. So I was so excited. Like I said, it was so great. The storyline is phenomenal. The actresses and actors were so great. Like, there was never a moment where I was like, oh, this is slow, or oh, like, maybe it could have done a little bit better. No, every note was hit. Every line was to perfection. Everything was just amazing.
Yeah, so basically this is, if I understand me, I understand, it's like the Wizard of Oz, but with a totally different twist on it, right? So you've got the music, and you've got the performers, and you've got everything that goes on. And I've been to a couple of shows at the Wharton Center. You know, I saw Hamilton there, thought it was remarkable, and so I've seen a little bit of it. But this is basically the Wizard of Oz for anybody that might not know, right?
Correct. It's the Wizard of Oz, but it is told from the Wicked Witch's point of view. So you get to hear kind of the untold story, basically. So we all kind of know the story of the Wizard of Oz for the most part. And you kind of know Dorothy and Wizard and everything else, but you actually get to find out more about how the Wicked Witch kind of becomes, quote unquote, wicked. And it is absolutely the best story. Like, things kind of like add up and you're like, oh, wow, I never realized, if you looked at it with, you know, the quote unquote, you know, shoe on the other foot.
Right. Or ruby slippers on another foot. As,
right.
As it were,
exactly.
I suppose.
Right.
A young woman born with emerald green skin, smart, fiery, misunderstood, and possessing an extraordinary talent when she meets a bubbly blonde who's exceptionally popular. We've all been there, haven't we?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was just saying, it is a story about, you know, the Wicked Witch. But the good witch, Glenda, she definitely plays a fantastic part as well. And you kind of just go into it. If you've never seen it, just go into it with an open mind and really accept the story, because it is such a good one.
There you go. And again, that's at the Wharton Center. So, so glad you got to go. And I know it was your birthday this week. So a pretty nice birthday present for you this week, and a nice experience. Plus, taking your daughter, exposing, I think it's so important. Because we've taken our kids to Hamilton, for example. It's so important that we have a resource like this. And these things exist all over the country. But we have the Wharton Center here at Michigan State University. Take your kids. Expose them to these things, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, I don't feel like we have enough arts and sciences and stuff like that in school, theater. And, you know, and especially something like this, we don't get big productions as well, you know, as much as other places. So it's really awesome to have that come into town and be able to experience that with her and kind of, you know, see her love for something grow, to be quite often. Quite often.
There you go. Well, there you have it, everybody. It's Sister Sarah with a big smile on her face. Still enjoy. You're still glowing from this thing.
Oh, it's so great. Actually, where I live, there's a big billboard like right across the street. And every time I pull out, I smile real big. And I'm like, hey, we got to see that. That's so awesome.
Ah, that's funny. You need to cheer up. Anyhow, Sarah, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Steve, for having me on.
Of course. She'll be back, Sarah. Thank you. Wicked is at the Wharton Center, by the way. And you can of course find tickets. And you know what? Look, we're taking her daughter, like Ivy and I have taken our kids, Ivy more often than I have, because sometimes we only get a couple of tickets, and you know, but it's really important to show the kids something different. That's not on a device in their hand. That's not on YouTube. That's not on social media. Go out, you know, and do something and show them that people can sing and dance and do whatever and find a story you like, right? Doesn't have to be this one. It can be whatever you want it to be. And I think it's so important. So I commend Sarah, Sister Sarah, for doing that as well, for getting her kids involved, because it really is. I mean, it builds better people. And it, you know, when I went to school, I had two really terrific art teachers. I did. And one of them has since passed on. But Mary Jane Helder was her name, by the way. She was fabulous. Goofy, eccentric, quirky, and perfect. And I learned to explore my artistic sides with her. And then with a man by the name of Paul Nilsson, also a fabulous art teacher and coach as well for running. There are, you know, you have to expose people to this. We don't have art classes the way we used to. We don't have shop. You know, you would think with all this weed flying around, you'd have a shop class. I mean, what are you going to make on the lathe today? What do you think I'm going to make? I mean, come on. Final thoughts after this.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. Trouble getting into college. I've got what it takes.